Report, Anheuser-Busch distributors across America's heartland spooked by backlash to transgender campaign. By John Binder on April 10, 2023. Anheuser-Busch distributors across America's heartland and the South are spooked by public backlash to a Bud Light campaign promoting transgenderism, an industry insider reported. This month, Bud Light partnered with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney, a former gay man who now dresses as a woman and has risen to corporate leftist stardom with his viral TikTok videos chronicling his day-to-day transition to a woman. This month I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever. A can with my face on it, Mulvaney says in the Bud Light ad. In response to the ad, Bud Light distributors and customers have dropped Anheuser-Busch products, which include not only Bud Light but also Budweiser, Stella Artois, Shock Top, Kona Brewing Company, Michelob Ultra, and Busch Beer. An industry insider from Beer Business Daily, reporting on the backlash, suggested that distributors in America's heartland and the South are worried about their associations with a beer company. We reached out to a handful of AB, Anheuser-Busch, distributors who were spooked, most particularly in the heartland and the South, and even then in their more rural areas. Emphasis added. Anheuser-Busch executives have defended the partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, writing in a statement that their commemorative can for the transgender activist is meant to celebrate a personal milestone such as his 365th day of calling himself a woman. From time to time we produce unique commemorative cans for fans and for brand influencers. Like Dylan Mulvaney, executives wrote in a statement to Fox News Digital. This commemorative can was a gift to celebrate a personal milestone and is not for sale to the general public. A newly unearthed video shows Bud Light Vice President Alyssa Heinerscheidt seemingly trashing the beer brand's traditional consumer demographic of American men at sporting events and dive bars. "We had this hangover, I mean Bud Light had been kind of a brand of fratty, kind of out of touch humor, and it was really important that we had another approach," Heinerscheidt said. "Representation is sort of at the heart of evolution. You have got to see people who reflect you in the work." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.